Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with
ladies and gentlemen,
Jesse and Jules.
It goes like this.
Happy Tuesday, WA.
Good morning, my favourite day of the week.
Is it?
Yep.
Why?
Because not many people choose a Tuesday for their favourite day of the week, do they?
It's literally called Tuesday.
Tuesday. What do you mean?
You choose.
No one choose. Okay. Sorry.
Hey, I want to kick today off with a bit of beer chat because
yes.
I'm glad you enjoy that. I want to talk about beer real quick because there's been a big survey done by news.com.au. Nationwide, thousands of people got involved on what Australia's best beer is.
Right.
And I can confirm.
Because I don't really love beer at all.
Okay. Well,
to be honest with you. So I wouldn't really have.
You'll be able to offer a lot of opinion here then.
Yeah. All right, what's number one?
I can confirm to you that the winner is incorrect.
Okay.
It's called Resch. Resch's?
I don't think Resch's? Actually, maybe I have heard of Resch.
Yeah, I don't know much about it.
Yeah, it doesn't hit me straight away like, huh, classic Resch.
I think it's an East Coast beer. Anyway.
Okay.
It overwhelmingly won their survey.
Right.
I've never heard of it before. Second and third was James Squire, which we would know over here.
Yeah, definitely.
And then another one called Stone and Wood, which I think is an East Coast beer. And then
right.
Cooper's Victoria Bitter, and then Carlton Draft and Little Creatures.
There you
go. Finally, Little Creatures, a WA beer, getting a mention in there.
Lovely.
And then Furphy, Tui's New, and 4X Gold.
I've heard of all those.
Top 10. Now,
it all tastes terrible to me.
Okay. The problem I have with all of this,
yeah,
Emu Export didn't even crack a mention.
That's what I was going to say. Was
like
it
wasn't
even
on offer there.
Oh, see, that's the thing. If it was an option, be number one, wouldn't it?
So news.com.au, you can take your national best beer and go and throw that list in the bin.
Air quotation marks.
Yeah. And do it again.
Start from scratch. Because if Emu Export was in there,
well, maybe WA would have cared and would have voted.
Yeah, absolutely.
You just cut out most.
We would have heard about it before the results came out.
Yeah, anyway. So crack open a Resch at some point.
Good morning.
Yeah, congratulations. Dirty before 6:30. But right now, the stories that are a little bit more adult, a little bit more risque, and this morning it's a weird one.
Okay.
We've actually spoken about side hustles in the Dirty Before 6:30
right.
a few other times.
Yes.
People with OnlyFans accounts, things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this morning we're talking about Michaela Saravia.
Okay.
She's 21, from West Palm Beach.
Cool.
West Palm Beach, born and raised. No, that's in Florida, actually. So she's a social media sensation.
Right.
She makes about $100,000 a year.
That's
so
a lot.
It's good wage.
Yeah, it is.
Off her social media. But hers is for a different reason. She's a very attractive girl.
Okay.
But also, she has a quirk that pretty much no one else in the world has.
Mm.
Her tongue is 6.5 inches long, is what the article says. So,
is that
13, 14 centimetres plus?
Yeah, 13, yeah.
Like half a ruler of
what
tongue.
What the hell?
Right?
Ew.
Like, it's so long. Like, people, you know when you do the thing where you're like, oh, can you touch your nose with your tongue? She can get hers, like, it looks
up
like
to
it
her
would,
eyeball.
Yeah, like it would hit her, the bridge of her nose, like her eyebrows.
She can comb her hair with her tongue.
Literally, like when you do the thing where, you know, you lick your fingers and then you comb your eyebrows. No, she just does
just
it with her
that.
Tongue. She's got 2 million Instagram followers, gets paid around just under $1,000 for a post.
Because of her tongue.
Mm, because what
That's
she'll
why
do
she's famous.
Is if a company wants to promote their item,
mm-hmm.
they'll send it to her, pay her, she'll put it in
to
a post,
lick it, or like,
and she'll lick it in the post. Yeah.
Oh, God. What's her name again?
Michaela Saravia. Saravia. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway.
Everyone go check her out.
All the comments, there's some doozies in there. I love your tongue. It's delicious.
Oh, stop.
Oh, come on, mate.
There are some interesting people out there.
Her tongue is like a snake was another comment.
What?
Someone else said, can I make a tattoo of your face on my hand?
What?
She needs to start an OnlyFans account.
Yeah,
she'd
absolutely.
Do very well.
People would pay very weird money for that.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
It's riddle time.
Yeah, doing your riddle.
Okay. So last night I was at quiz night. Got this riddle. It's very hard.
Okay.
What four-letter word can go before neck, mate, and cut to make them all longer words? different riddle to what I normally do, different style.
Yeah,
see, more of a wordplay thing here.
I keep getting one that I can't get the other, like checkmate, but check neck doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, and check is also not a four-letter word.
And roommate works, but room neck doesn't work, and room cut off doesn't
cut
work.
And off is not a four-letter word.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't even find four-letter words.
Now, normally for the riddle, we get quite a few callers. We've got one today.
Only one that has called through is Ange from Bunbury, so you're either very brave or extremely clever, Ange.
Well, you've called the wrong place.
Yes.
Well, I doubt I'm clever. I'm brave for sure. I'd say ring.
Ooh, ring.
Okay, ring. So...
like R-I-N-G.
See, ring neck, is that a thing?
Uh-huh.
Ring mate is a thing.
And ring then, mate? What's a ring mate?
You know, like boxing, your ring mate, is that a thing?
Oh.
I may have been making up. Anyway, it's not the answer.
Okay.
Oh, bugger.
But ring went through my mind last night as well.
Okay, well, Ange is the only person who's had a crack at this morning, so...
people are going to be so mad. So when we found out, I wasn't even relieved or anything. The word is crew. So, crew neck, like a crew neck jumper, crew mate, and a crew cut. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
Yeah. I'm with you, Ange. I'm so with you.
That's everyone.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Look at what you've swallowed.
Yeah, now, there's a story. A lady in California, she has woken up after a hectic dream and she's swallowed her engagement ring. And it's just in her stomach now. They had to get it removed. And that's a common thing, apparently.
In the dream, they were convincing her to...
exactly. Swallow your wedding ring and you'll be safe. Yeah. So she swallowed that. Very weird thing. The x-rays come back. It's hilarious. Just this big, nice rock ring, but in her stomach. So we wanted to know, 13, 12, 16, what's one of the weirdest things that you've swallowed?
Karen from Bunbury, what have you swallowed?
Oh, no, it wasn't me. It was my brother.
Oh, what did he do?
We're going back many years. Mum used to make the Christmas pudding.
Yeah.
Put the different pieces in. Now, a lot of older people know what we're talking about. So come Christmas Day, you cook the threepency in the pudding.
Yeah.
Come Christmas Day, whoever got the most had got a little prize, right?
So you've got to kind of pull your pudding apart and get them all out.
No. You just had to eat. And then you would... yeah, you would feel it in your mouth, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my brother, being a lot younger than me, he swallowed his, not one year, but a couple of years in a row, and you know what you have to do.
Karen.
Sit on the pot and wait for it.
And then sift through. Yeah. And you're going, well, you should have sifted through the pudding, not that.
Every Boxing Day. Here we are, I told you that I had one.
Mum would just boil them up again and use them next year.
No,
oh, you're joking.
Karen,
yes.
And then everyone's like, God, I hope I lose the pudding game. I don't want any thruppence in my pudding.
You guys ready?
You versus us, powered by Optus. Make the switch and get 3 months free for your mobile.
All righty, Matt from Bunbury, who would you like to take on this morning, mate?
I'll give you a crack, Jesse.
All right.
Yes.
Christmas Shanos. Five questions, mate. Buzz in with your name. And if one of us gets it wrong, the other one gets one go at it, all right?
No worries.
All righty. Let's do this. Number one, name the male artist that gave us the song Beautiful Soul and also got engaged over the weekend. Ooh, Matt.
Jesse McCartney?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Did he get engaged over the weekend?
He sure did.
Yeah.
Why haven't you been reading the news, Jesse? Oh, right. You've got the same name as him. Like, you've literally got the same name. Okie dokie. One for Matt, none for Jesse. Number two. Which Australian cricketer took the most wickets during the Ashes series? Jesse.
Pat Cummins.
Yay. Good job.
On the board.
Number three. Oompa Loompas are fictional characters from which 70s movie?
Matt.
Jesse, that was you.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, good job.
Would you have got it wrong if I said Willy Wonka? And the chocolate.
Well,
factory.
The answer here says Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Okay, good.
So you just like
because I always make that mistake.
Yeah. Okay. If you get this one, Jesse, you win.
Ooh.
So this is stressful, Matt. You got to get this one. This is a multiple choice. Number four. According to the latest research, who was the first person to draw up plans for a pipeline to Kalgoorlie? A. John Forrest. B. Charles Yelverton O'Connor. C. Nathaniel White Harper.
Matt.
Yes, Matt. What is it?
Might as well have a crack at C as a guess.
It is not C. So, Jesse, this is up to you. A, John Forrest, or B, Charles Yelverton O'Connor?
According to latest research.
Yep. Who was the first person to draw up plans for a pipeline to Kalgoorlie?
I'm going to say C.Y. O'Connor.
You're wrong, mate. A, John
Forrest. I knew this was going to be like a trick question.
So, okay, now it is up to number five. Once again, Jesse, if you get it, you win. Matt, if you win, we go to a tiebreaker. So, number five, a multiple choice. If it is 8 a.m. in WA now, then what time is it in London? Is it A, 11 p.m., B, 12 a.m., or C,
Jesse.
1 a.m.?
Matt.
12 a.m.
You're wrong, Jesse.
Oh.
I'll go 1 a.m.
Well done, Matt. Good job. Yeah. All right. This means we're now opening up a tiebreaker. It is 2-2. This is the decider. This is
good
big
luck,
stuff.
You too, mate.
How nice is that? Okay. Oh, this is an easy one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, for me. Who is the lead actress in Bridget Jones' Diary?
Oh, Jesse.
Yep.
Renee Zellweger.
Yes. Oh, good job. Did you know that one, Matt?
No.
I don't feel too bad then.
Thank you so much, Matt. Very close.
Jesse.
Sorry, mate.
Been watching your chick flicks.
Yeah, mate. Try to keep up to date, you know. Got to have something to talk about.
It's paying off.
Yeah. Good on you, mate. Thanks for playing.
No, thanks, guys.
Too easy. See you later, mate. That one will be back again tomorrow. You can make the switch and get 3 months free for your mobile. All thanks to the guys at Optus. Another $100 goes on the line tomorrow.
We're too good this week.
Now, hits.com.au.
All right, so the magpie swooping season is well and truly among us.
Mm.
I luckily haven't been swooped yet, but every single year I get swooped.
I walked through Kings Park in Perth the other day and I thought, am I going to get swooped while I'm here?
Mm-hmm. Did you?
No, I didn't.
See, I always do. I don't know if they like the look of my hair or something. Mm. And they're like, let's go for this. But I constantly get swooped. And even at my own house in Perth, in the hills, there's birds everywhere. And I don't go outside. I literally just can't do it. So anyway, obviously everyone hates, they don't hate magpies, but they hate the action of the swooping. It's scary. Mm. People can get injured. It's a very scary thing. So there's been a website created called magpiealert.com.
Go and
check it out right now. It's literally just a map of Australia and you can zoom in to where you live. So this is all over Australia,
but
in WA it's not as popular. So we need you, the people, to head on there now. And what you do is you report your magpie sightings. So whether it's caused an injury to you, that means it comes up as a red magpie
because
it's like, or it could just be a yellow one. Like, I sighted some that were all flocking around here and
blah, blah, blah.
So you just zoom in on your area and be like, oh, don't go there, don't go there. And you can get specific about which area of the park you were in and blah, blah, blah. Which is good because some people with kids, you know, if you want to go out for a little bike ride or something, you don't want to go where they're going to get attacked by a scary bird.
Yeah.
So go and check it out, magpiealert.com. There's a couple for, you know, like down in WA that aren't Perth. So there needs to be a bit more.
Yeah, I feel like I had a quick look at the map before and there's really only
There's like two happening in the southwest. We've got one in the wheat belt and then the rest is bare. And I know that there's magpies
out there. Goldfields, Esperance, Albany.
We need you guys to go to magpiealert.com and please let me know because I don't want to get hit by any magpies this
season. Next time you're cruising through, you're like, I'm safe. There's no magpies.
Yeah, please. I'm too scared.
If you want to check out what else is trending, hit.com.au.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.